today on Commitment to Truth.
So imagine the joy of God flowing through you, moving boulders of despair, anxiety, confusion. So pray with joy and acceptance and assurance that He will answer you, for He is the Prince of Peace.
Welcome to Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Each week, Pastor Cedric Brown and the pastoral team at Commitment Church strive to draw you into a deeper relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's Pastor Jose Torres, teaching pastor at Commitment Church, with today's message.
Luke 4, verse 18 says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captive and recovery to the sight of the blind, and to set free those who are oppressed." Who spoke this word? It was Jesus Christ who spoke these words in Luke. And He's just telling you that He came to free you from whatever bondage you find yourself, whatever sin-filled bondage that you're in. He has set you free. All you have to do is, again, open the gift, accept the gift, make it part of you, and you will receive freedom from these burdens. The yoke that is on your neck will be broken. Those chains that are binding your hand and keeping you from praising Him will be broken. The chains that bind your feet will be broken so you can walk and do what He sent you to do. Amen. The Prince of Peace sets you free. For He says it Himself, that He came to release the captive, to recover sight for the blind. Though if you're blinded, you're blinded by the sins of this world, He's here to do like He did to Saul. Take those blinding things out of your way so you can see who I am and what I want to do. Amen. And to free the oppressed. So if you feel oppressed, if you feel anxiety, you feel the problems of this world are overtaking you, you can't find another way to get out of these problems, I don't know what to do. Do Jesus. Do Jesus. Because He will not only free you, He'll bring you joy, peace, and hope for whatever you're going through. Galatians 5:1. "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery." Stand firm. He's taking the yoke away from you. Don't go back to the cross where you lay your sins and say, "Excuse me, Jesus, I'm going to take these back, put them back on. I'll be back some other day to talk to you." No, He's taking them away. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, you surrender your heart to Him, accept Him as your Lord. You surrender your sins to Him. You know what He does with your sins at the bottom of the cross? He goes, "Oops, hey, my son had all this." To the bottom pit of forgotteness. I forgave him. I forgot it. It is done. The enemy tries to trick you, though. The enemy always whispers in your ear, "Oh, remember back in the day when you used to be a party girl, or back in the day when you used to throw them back and the way you acted in your way." Devil, he forgot it. Why are you reminding me? Maybe you want to remember that. Go ahead. That's your burden to carry, not mine's to carry. That burden is gone. I don't need to carry it anymore. Even when you slip up now, you're free. All you have to do is, "Lord, I recognize I slipped up. I'm sorry. Can you take this one away and make sure I don't do it again?" And He does. He sets you free again and again and again and again. For He is everlasting, a forgiving God, a gracious God, a merciful God. He is here to give you life, to give you hope, to give you joy, to give you peace, to give you freedom. Matthew's 11:28. Just a reminder, just in case you didn't hear it. It says, come to me. This is Jesus speaking. Come to me, all who are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you what?
Rest.
Yes. I don't know about you, but when I'm tired, probably at the end of this day, when I get home, ain't going to be no TV for me. TV is going to be watching me, because after a day of preaching, I tend to go to sleep. I tend to rest and recuperate from all that energy that's flowing through me. And it's so peaceful and joyful to just sleep. My wife can't understand how I do it. But I'm worry-free. I'm free. So he says, come to me if you're worried, if you're heavy laden, if the doctor tells you, huh, you got 6 months to live, son. Ooh, God, oh my God. If I started to think about that 26 years ago, I would have died. Because I would be worrying about what man could do for me. But I surrendered my heart to God and I said to God, let your will be done in my life. Be it that I die, let me die in your will. Or if I live and you provide me a liver, let me live for you and let me do your work. Whatever way it goes, Lord, I'm okay. I'm at peace. Guess what? It's been 26 years that God has given me to be able to share the gospel. And there's not a day that I don't share my testimony. Why? Because I know there's power in prayer. That if you have no hope, the doctor says, oh, tomorrow you're going to die. So be it. I pray to God, and God is going to take care of it. Either I die tomorrow, I die happy because I'm in his presence. But if he gives me more life, I praise him every day from that day on because he gave me more life.
Amen.
Either way, I win.
Yep.
Don't let the burdens of this world, the problems of this world, take you down. Remember, that yoke is to take you down. Those chains is to bind you. Those chains on your feet is so that you won't run for Jesus. When he came into your life, he set you free. Be like that small child that you can't control, that two-year-old that's... And you trying to catch him, and you're like, boy, much energy. Be that energetic no matter what age you are for Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever he tells you to do, do it knowing that he's backing you up.
Amen.
Knowing that the word of God never comes back empty. Even if you just say, Jesus loves you. It's a verse in the Bible. Jesus loves you. That may impact somebody's life that needs to hear that someone loves them. What greater time of the year is to celebrate Jesus and to share Jesus? Just like... Deacon Joe showed you that card. Please take those cards. Invite somebody. Give it to someone. Because you never, never, never know that one person that walks through that door, what God has in store for them. It's not about what you do. It's about what he does. And if they receive the gift of God that day, wow, there's going to be joy in heaven. That person is going to be rejuvenated. It's going to have the flowing love of God flowing through them.
Yeah.
So freedom. We got the joy from the light that flows in us. We got the hope last week. We got the freedom.
Thank you for joining us for today's message from Commitment to Truth. We'll continue with the second part of the message right after this. As under-shepherds and wives of the same, we all need tending to. We grow weary as we care for our families and those we faithfully serve. As life servants, we're honored to tend to those in our care, but we too need to be cared for. We need help when life gets heavy. We need hope when life gets hopeless. We too need to be shepherded. So, who's shepherding us? You can purchase this book at cedricbrown.com. Thank you again for joining us for today's message from Commitment to Truth. We now return for the second half of our message.
So when you're free, what happens? Free from what? We're going to go to verse 5, and we're going to talk about the victory, the eternal victory that you receive from the Prince of Peace. And you're going to read this verse, and you're going to say, I don't really clearly understand it, but I'm going to explain it to you. It says, for every boot of the booted warrior in the battle turmoil and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. What does that have to do with victory? You're saying that the armies are going to take off their boots so they can't walk to battle. You're saying that they're going to take their armament off that's full of blood and toss it to the side and make it fuel for the flames? Yeah, I'm saying that. You know why? Because when the Prince of Peace comes, he gives you eternal victory. So there's no need for physical weaponry or armament that you need to wear. You can cast that into the fire because it's no good to you. But he gives you a new armament, which is all spiritual. It's the armament of Jesus Christ. He stands in front of you as the great leader, the general into battle. And you are vested with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, the sword that he's given you to confront the enemy and to battle the enemy at the time of battle. There will be no need for battle. Why? Because it's just like he did for Gideon. Remember the story of Gideon in Judges 7? He started off with a bunch of men. And slowly but surely, God dwindled those men to 300. Great army in front of him. He had 300 guys. They had a multitude of guys. And he's like, okay, God, I'm trusting you. You're going to give us this victory. 300 men divided. Then he divided them into three parts. So 100, 100, 100. He flanked them. He centered them. And he commanded them to do certain things. Lift up your sword. Make a loud noise. Claim the name of our God. And we're doing this for God. Can you imagine? You're hearing 300 men screaming, Jesus! Coming from all directions. You'd be like, uh-oh, something going on. That's when the power of God came down upon the army that was hearing them and caused confusion among them. So much confusion that they started killing each other, thinking it was the army attacking them. That great victory did not come from the 300 men or Gideon. It came through the power of God because they were obedient to God. That leads me to another point. We must be obedient in order to obtain the victory that is promised us. Amen. Hebrews 4, verse 1 through 6, it talks about the obedience, being obedient. And you can read it on your own, but it brings rest to you. The obedience to God gives you victory. You are more than conquerors, the Word of God says. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5 says this, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Were you born of God when you became a new creation? When you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? Didn't you become a child of God, born again? That's why they tell us, you're born again? Yeah, I'm born again. So, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You believe it, you got the victory. Over what? Over my community? No, over the world, the entire world. Not only the world, the physical world, but the spiritual world. You have the victory over all that because it's about Jesus. It is about the Prince of Peace that the victory comes through him. He is victory. When you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, you became victorious. You are a warrior of God with victory. You really don't have to do much, but allow him to do what he wants to do through you, and you will see victory. It comes so easily in the name of Jesus Christ. It is nothing that we can do, nothing that we can say, nothing that we can preach. It is the word of God. It is the victory that comes through him, through the freedom that he has given us. So how do we should we respond to our Lord and Savior? Well, we should always see Christ as present. I do. I come Sunday, every Sunday to church. No. That's not what he's talking about. It's talking about seeking his presence at all time. When you're in your bed, when you're in your house, when you're at dinner, when you go to the restaurant, when you go to work, when you come back from work, when you're standing at that bus stop in the cold rain, seek his presence. Glorify his presence. Praise his name. Be the light of the world. Share the light of the world with those that are around you that are in darkness and are lost and are blind and are looking for something. You could be that source that leads them to the source of life. Do not seek the presence of God just merely on Sunday. Seek him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere you stand. Take a moment to praise him. Oh, but I'm working. Well, I'm working. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. I do that all the time. People look at me like, who are you talking to? I'm talking to Jesus. Why? Because this problem that's coming my way right now, I'm putting God ahead of it. I don't want to battle with that. Let him take care of it. As a supervisor, you get a lot of problems thrown at you, problems that other people have, and they want you to resolve them. Well, you can't resolve them by yourself, but you ask Jesus to give you the wisdom and the word to share at that moment so that that person can get resolution to their problem, so they can understand that it wasn't you, but it was Jesus Christ through you that gave them that victory. Seek God, rejoice in God. Praise God. Sing a song to God, even if it's off key. To him, it's like, oh, wow, sweet aroma. It is, because it's coming from the heart. Psalms 104 says this, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. We should make this verse like a theme in our lives. That every day we enter his gate, that means wherever he's at, that's his gates, that's his courts. Wherever he's present, and he's present everywhere, you should be praising his name, giving him thanks, and blessing his name. We must thank him for the freedom that is bestowed on us through the sacrifice that he made at the cross of Calvary, that we must understand that faithfully and obediently we will live for him, that sacrifice was not in vain, but it was to cleanse us and give us victory. For when he died, he was buried, and he resurrected again. We partake in that. We die, we are buried, but we are risen again, and one day we will be in his presence, just rejoicing and claiming that victory of freedom with him. And we must acknowledge that the battle has already been won, that our eternal victory is coming soon, be it by him calling you to his presence or being when that trumpet sound. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing that we can do can give us the victory. Only through him do we see the victory. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you you're not victorious. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that you're not born again. For the Bible says that if you truly surrender your heart to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you have light, you have hope, you have joy, you have peace, you have been free from all your burdens and the yoke that bind you, the oppressor that binds you, and you have eternal victory in Him. In Him. Trust that. I want to share a little something I read, and I found it curious because I was asking God, give me something to share, because Pastor Cedric does it, Pastor Ken did it. Maybe I could take a shot at it. I'm not good at it, but I'll try. It reads this. You have ever read the newspaper story about a prisoner inmate who was facing execution? Or have you seen a movie that depicts a convict on death row? It's a very intense situation. And the condemned man tends to be solemn, quiet, and reflective. Perhaps he is sad and remorseful over what he had done. Or maybe he may be angry, protesting that he does not deserve to die. Most likely, he's terrified. His last meal is a grim occasion filled with either regrets, recrimination, or numb resignation to his faith. One thing you will probably not hear a condemned man say is that it was a good thing for him to be killed. Neither would he be likely to tell his friend that he was about to conquer the world, this world that was getting ready to conquer and kill him. Neither would he predict that his loved ones would know absolute joy, peace, after he was gone. Even if he tried to put on a brave face, you would still see signs of fear lurking just beneath the surface. That's the condemned man. There was one who was condemned unrightfully. He did no wrong. His name? Jesus Christ, who took on our punishment and paid the price to redeem us from eternal death. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the Prince of Peace, who laid his life so that we could receive freedom from the yoke of sin and freedom from our oppressor, giving us eternal joy, the assurance of eternal victory in Him. He's the only one that was condemned rightfully and could give you joy, give you peace, could change your life totally around. He is the Prince of Peace.
Hello, this is Cedric Brown, your teacher on Commitment to Truth. I would like to personally thank you so much for tuning in week after week to listen here on this station. My prayer is that our time together is encouraging and strengthening you in your personal walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, I'm not going to assume that all of you know this Christ that I speak about week after week. And if you don't, and this is you, my prayer is that you are being inspired to know Him personally through Commitment to Truth. But if you want to invite this Christ into your life right now, would you like to please pray with me? It's just a short prayer. It goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner and I've sinned against you. But I believe that you came to die for me. You were buried for me and you rose again from the grave just for me. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life to be my Lord and my risen Savior. And I surrender my life completely to you until I see you face to face. Jesus, would you please empower me through your Holy Spirit to live the rest of my life for your glory and for the good of others? In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. So if you prayed this prayer, or if you need help finding a local Christ-centered and Bible-teaching church, please email me at info@commitmenttotruth.org. Once again, that is info@commitmenttotruth.org. And lastly today, could you please do two things for me, all of you? Number one, could you spread the word about Commitment to Truth to your friends, your family, and even your enemies? We all could learn, right? And secondly, please email me at info@commitmenttotruth to let me know how this ministry is impacting your life. Once again, that is info@commitmenttotruth.org. I would love to hear from you. May God bless you and your family, and have a great day.
Thank you again for listening to our series, From Commitment to Truth, the teaching ministry of Commitment Church, a place for all nations. If you want to listen to the previous messages in this series, or if you want to hear messages from other series, visit Commitment Church on YouTube or Pastor Cedric Brown on Spotify, Pandora, or other podcast providers. You can also visit us on our website, commitmentchurch.org. And if you live in the Philadelphia, Delaware, or South Jersey area, we would love to see you in person as well. You can attend any of our services by visiting us at 2 Berlin Road South, Lindenwald, New Jersey, 08021. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed and wonderful day.